investigation. Democrats are moving towards authorizing a dozen subpoenas to people with links to President Trump. The list includes senior White House advisor and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and the former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The feud between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is only heating up. In an interview with the Washington Post, the New York Democrat accused Pelosi of, quote, singling out newly elected women of color. That was a reference to herself and three other first-term members who've been clashing with Pelosi. During a closed-door meeting with House Democrats this week, Pelosi reportedly called for unity and said anyone with a problem should be talking with her and not publicly criticizing other Democrats, especially on social media. And most American adults, including 80% of smokers, favor forcing cigarette companies to lower nicotine levels to make cigarettes less addictive than they currently are. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the idea is welcomed by most people regardless of their gender, age, race, or income. The CDC says lowering those levels would make it easier for people to quit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I love it when you push the buttons and nothing happens. On today's program, I'll be discussing how one organization blew their branding message this week and how one company excelled at their branding message this week. I'll discuss how the $15 minimum wage could cost up to 3 million jobs, according to the CBO. I'll discuss the best way to promote your business on LinkedIn, and I'll have five ways to ensure excellent customer service for your small business. It's Thursday, July 11th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Currently, it's 85 degrees at 12:05. The forecast shows today we're going to have some thunderstorms developing this afternoon and evening with a high of 86 and a low of 71. There is also a flash flood watch in effect for tonight until 1 o'clock in the morning. For tomorrow, we're going to have mostly sunny skies with a high of 89 degrees and a low of 64. For Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 68. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 62. Good-looking weekend. Get out there and enjoy it. And the current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 207.56 to 27,067.76. That's the first time ever that the Dow has eclipsed the 27,000 mark. The NASDAQ is up 19.55 to 8,222.15. S&P 500 is up 8.44 to 3,001.51. That's the second time that it has eclipsed the 3,000 mark and the second time this week that it has eclipsed the 3,000 mark. Hopefully that will stay. Oil is up 31 cents to $60.74 per barrel. Gold up $1.80 to $1,414.30 an ounce. All right, well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano. As I said, it's a little after noon o'clock, and that means that it's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me. If you are listening, well, that means that you probably are near a computer, a cell phone, an iPad, or some other device. I'd ask that you open up another URL at this point and go to Facebook and like our show's page. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. And like that page. This way you'll get some updates midweek on what's happening in the business world. If anything earth-shattering happens, usually if it's something related with the stock market or if there's big news with regards to a particular business, that's where you're going to find some information first. And then we'll talk about it later during the week on the show here. So hopefully you've all had a good week since we got back together last week. The Business Quote of the Week is brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And I use anything from movie stars, athletes, you name it. Wherever we can find a good inspirational quote to get you going and to keep you going in your business, then we bring it here. This week it comes to us from former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a man that I admire very much for his work, both in the military and as Secretary of State. And he said, "There are no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure." And I've talked about learning from failure on the show several times. A lot of people say their biggest fear is failure. And that's not necessarily the worst thing that can happen. It took Thomas Edison 1,000 tries to invent the light bulb, so that means he failed 999 other times. That's his quote on the 1,000, not mine. But still, it just shows that if you keep at it, you work hard, you keep preparing, eventually you will have success. Failure is not the worst thing that can happen in business if you learn from it. So, again, former Secretary of State Colin Powell's quote, "There are no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure." Very excited tonight. I'll be attending the Star Thrower Gala. That'll happen at 6 p.m. at the Elks Club. I'm going to be one of the featured speakers there. Have written my speech. Hopefully it will motivate. Hopefully it will inspire both the people who are attending the gala and the members of the Star Thrower Group. If you're not familiar, they're located at 9 Main Street here in Flemington. A great organization that is designed to help young adults that have graduated from high school, age 21 and up, that are, I hate to use the word disabled, but most of these kids are on the autism spectrum. They may have other disabilities as well. And rather than sitting at home, rather than watching video games, watching movies, things like that, the Star Thrower Group is a great organization whose mission is to work with them on a peer-to-peer basis so that they can create projects of their own. They can do all the research on the project and then bring it to fruition. For instance, they went to see The Lion King on Broadway, and they had to research, what is it going to cost for transportation? What are the tickets going to cost? What time do they have to leave? Things like that. So they did that. They organized a prom for their members, which was very successful. And then tonight is the first anniversary gala. So looking forward to that, looking forward to speaking to them. And again, hopefully inspiring and motivating the members there to achieve the greatness that I know they can. So we're looking forward to participating in that. It's currently 12:11. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We'll have a shadow in the studio in Tony Valspirit. She's a wellness hypnotherapist from Clinton, New Jersey. We're going to be talking to her a little bit later in the program and seeing what she does. And she's going to have a radio program starting when-ish? Starting September 5th. So that's something to look forward to. We got a lot of great programs here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You have accountants, lawyers, you have home improvement guys, you have real estate agents, you have psychologists, and now with Tony's expertise in hypnotherapy and wellness, another way that hopefully she can bring guests to the program and her own experience to help you in your daily life. And everything that we try to do is to make you the best person you can be, both in life and in business. So I think that's going to be a great addition to the lineup, and looking forward to that program. First story of the day I wanted to talk about was branding done right and branding done wrong. The first example would be branding done wrong. And I've always told you on the program that everything you say, everything you do, there's an old joke that that goes, women's faults are many, men have only two, everything they say and everything they do. And in the branding issue, the same thing happens here. So I'm going to give you two examples of branding done wrong, branding done right. Branding done wrong this week, I think, is the USA women's soccer team. Yes, they won the World Cup. Great accomplishment. But to drop the American flag, to step on the American flag, to say what they said in their speech yesterday, when you have young, impressionable kids, I felt was all wrong. And it diluted the brand of USA women's soccer. It was embarrassing, to be quite honest. They want to be treated as equals, but you don't have to be treated like idiots. And that's how they were acting. So they're saying they won't visit the White House. To me, visiting the White House, if you're invited, that's an honor. And forget the occupant for just a minute. It wouldn't matter whether it was Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George Bush, John Adams. I don't care who is in the office. I was taught to respect the office. You don't have to respect the person, but the office, the institution of the presidency, is one that you should respect. Now, if you have a protest, if you don't like the president, what better opportunity do you have than to go face-to-face with him and let him know? Don't tweet it out. Put the phone down. Don't tweet it out. You have an opportunity to sit in the room, to stand right across from him and tell him what your beef is with him. Now, Morgan Rapinoe has obviously some concerns, and she's stated them very eloquently, but don't tell it to Anderson Cooper. Tell it to President Trump face-to-face. I think you'd get more mileage out of that. So that's branding done wrong. The way they acted, the showmanship after scoring goals, the way they embarrassed one of the teams with all their excess of celebration, not necessary in sports. Just do your job. Score the goal and move on to the next play. Branding done right. Last Thursday, we found out just how hot our house can get because the air conditioner broke. And over the last 5 days, temperatures were in the 90s. And, we're going to bed at night and the house temperature was about 85 degrees. So we called a company called Gold Metal Service, and they explained everything. The first technician comes out, he explains what's wrong with the system and how much it's going to cost. And he recommends flat out, don't do this repair because it's going to cost you $1,300 and it could last a day, it could last a year. But come January, the Freon in the system is illegal. You won't be able to get it anymore. I appreciated that. Every technician, every salesperson we talked to was in uniform. They had nice trucks. They wore booties on their shoes every time they came into the house. They represented the brand very well. They were very professional. Every one of their technicians goes through a four-week training period. If they buy another business, those technicians, regardless of how much experience, have to learn their way of doing business. To me, Gold Metal Service has branding done right, and they get it. The trucks are always clean. The technicians are always clean. They're always wearing white starched dress shirts with the logo on it. Just absolutely professional how they explained the work that they were doing. And every employee we met, we probably met six or seven of them over the course of the last 5 or 6 days. True professionalism. This, when you talk about standard operating procedures, these guys got it. And so that, to me, was branding done right. And I'd love to talk more about Gold Metal Service. We're coming up on the break, so I will step away for that. But hopefully on an upcoming show, I can get somebody in here from Gold Metal to talk about why being true to the brand and not embarrassing the brand is so important. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how the Congressional Budget Office is saying that the $15 minimum wage, although it would boost pay for 17 million workers, could cost 3 million jobs nationwide. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me. And the next story is about the $15 minimum wage. A lot of conversation is going on about this. And if you were paying attention, if you own a business in New Jersey, then you should know that the minimum wage just raised effective July 1st to $10 an hour. And then each year after is going to increase by about a dollar until 2025 when it reaches the $15 minimum wage. A lot of businesses are saying they can't afford it. A lot of people who are working minimum wage jobs are looking forward to it in the hopes that it will increase their standard of living. There's arguments on both sides of this. Businesses saying they'll have to raise their prices because the cost of their raw goods, durable goods, will go up, and as a result, they're going to have to pass that along. And then the people who are receiving this wage are saying that it's going to help them because they'll be able to afford more things, whether it's more food or products or things like that. The problem is if the products suddenly become more expensive, it's kind of a flatline gain. So a new report from the Congressional Budget Office has evaluated the impact of raising the federal minimum wage to $15, $12, or $10 per hour by 2025. And according to the CBO estimates, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would boost the pay for 17 million workers. But they say it would also cause a median 1.3 million employees to lose their jobs as employers can't afford the wage. That's a 0.8% reduction in the number of employed workers. So you would take your current 3.6% unemployment and jump it up to 4.4%. And we're starting to see that with the automation of certain jobs in places like fast food restaurants where they've replaced a certain number of employees behind the counter with kiosks where you can go in and order your burger, fries, and shake, and then pick it up later. I talked to one McDonald's owner who said that he calculated that if you went to $15 minimum wage, he would have to fire 29 employees just to maintain his current standard of living. Now, the CBO says that if the federal minimum wage were raised to $15 an hour, there is a 66% chance that between none and 3.7 million people could lose their job. However, the report states there is considerable uncertainty about the size of any option's effect on employment. But those making less than $15 would be the only ones impacted by a wage increase. So would those who earn just over $15 currently. According to CBO estimates, another 10 million workers would also see a boost in their pay from a raise in the minimum wage. The report also found other benefits. According to the CBO's analysis, 1.3 million people whose income was below the poverty line would see the wage jump over that threshold. So why raise the wage? The federal minimum wage currently sits at $7.25 an hour, and Congress hasn't raised that wage for over a decade, the longest time in its history. Since the minimum wage was created in 1938, it has been irregularly increased at the will of Congress. And according to the Economic Policy Institute, or EPI, the minimum wage has received a boost 9 times since 1938. In the last 81 years, the minimum wage has increased from 25 cents to $7.25. So when I say, when we're talking about this story, I'm talking about the federal minimum wage, not on a per state basis. Currently, 29 states and the District of Columbia have minimum wages above the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. A January poll found that 55% of registered voters said they would support raising the minimum wage to $15, and another 27% said that it should be increased, but to a lesser amount. The minimum wage increase examined by the CBO is similar to the wage increase called for in the Raise the Wage Act of 2019, which would bump the minimum wage to $15 by 2024 and would be indexed to wage growth thereafter. Raising the minimum wage has become a hot-button issue among policymakers and business leaders, with some big-name companies announcing increases. Presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Julian Castro, and John Hickenlooper have all publicly declared to fight for the $15 minimum wage if they were to win the White House in 2020. Though CBO's report shows that some 27 million people would benefit in a boost in pay, their analysis shows that raising the federal minimum wage to 15 would boost the pay for roughly 40 million workers, more than a quarter of the wage-earning workforce. And while inflation levels are holding steady, the purchasing power of the current minimum wage has steadily eroded over the last decade. Since the minimum wage was raised to $7.25, its purchasing power has declined by 17%, which means prices are going up while the wage remains flat. That's a loss of $3,000 in annual earnings for full-time minimum wage workers since reaching its buying power peak in 1968. The minimum wage has lost 31% in purchasing power, and that means that effectively, minimum wage workers are earning more than $6,800 less than they would have in 1968 when the minimum wage was only $1.60. Let that sink in for just a few minutes. Critics say that boosting the minimum wage would cause employees to lose their jobs, and while the report acknowledges that upwards of 3.7 million people could lose their jobs, the EPI says that raising the minimum could outweigh the costs. They also question whether so many people would be out of a job if the minimum wage was boosted to $15. More and more economists are recognizing that simple, dated models of the economy that always predict job loss when the minimum wage is increased are based on assumptions that have little bearing on the low-wage labor market. EPI said in a statement, well over 100 mainstream economists signed on to this letter in support of increasing the minimum wage to $15 back in 2024. CBO's assessment of the literature has simply not yet caught up. In the other two models, raising the wage to $12 and $10, the report found that only 300,000 or 100,000 people would lose their jobs respectively. The impact on the federal budget is even less clear. The CBO report says it has not estimated how the options in this report would affect the federal budget. However, the report continues, it has estimated the impact of the Raise the Wage Act, and in that analysis, the CBS writes, over the next 10 years, the bill would increase spending subject to annual appropriation acts by $76 million and would increase mandatory spending of the Postal Service by $1 million. So, again, this is not an issue that's going to go away anytime soon. It's on the federal level. It's on the state level. Here in New Jersey, the wages were increased to $10 effective July 1st. Next year, they go up to $11. So, if you are a small business owner, how is this impacting you? Have you had to drop any employees? Have you not hired where you initially said you wanted to? If you recall back in January, the first show of the year, when I said set your goals for the year and make them smart and measurable, a lot of times it's I want to grow my business, I want to add staff. Did you put the brakes on that second line because you were afraid of what the minimum wage increase would do to the bottom line? Let me know. You can email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com or leave a comment on our Facebook page, and we'll talk about that in a future episode of the show. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad, as always, that you can join us. It's a tremendous service here that the Chamber of Commerce has invested in this radio station. So by all means, make sure that you tell your friends and neighbors to be tuning in to Huntington Chamber Radio. And don't forget, you can also listen to any program the next day as all shows are archived. So you can look them up on the website, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, and then pick the program that you may have missed during the week. Another report out says that job openings and labor turnover are pretty much at opposite ends of the spectrum. The number of job openings was little changed at $7.3 million on the last business day of May, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported. Over the month, hires fell to $5.7 million and separations edged down to $5.5 million. Within separation, the quits and the layoffs and discharge rates were unchanged at 2.3% and 1.2% respectively. This release includes estimates on the number of rate of job openings, hires, separations from the non-farm sector by industry and by four geographic regions. As you read the report, the summary is very simple. There are 7.3 million open jobs right now in the labor market across all boards from production, manufacturing, retail, et cetera. On average, they're saying that there's only about 3 million people to fill those jobs. So it's going to be interesting to see how the other 4.3 million jobs get filled. These are everything from minimum wage jobs on up to C-suite openings. So it's a full-scale hiring that's going on. And with my recruiting background, I can tell you that this is the time of employment when jobs will hire you if you simply have a pulse. Many people are working two, three, four jobs to make ends meet. And I think this would be an excellent time to try to top grade or upgrade those positions, maybe work one or two jobs in exchange for getting a better salary as a result. So the one area, the one industry that is really hurting is blue collar. So positions like plumber, electrician, carpenter, mason, welder, if you don't have skills or you're working one of those minimum wage jobs, this would be an ideal time, particularly over the next 20, 25 years. This would be an ideal time to get into a trade school, learn one of those skills, because you will come out working at between $60,000 and $80,000 or more per year with those skills as a journeyman. There are a lot of people. This old house, the television program, is supporting it. Mike Rowe is supporting it. He's created a scholarship fund to get people into the trades. You don't have to settle for flipping burgers at McDonald's. If you're willing to work hard, you're willing to learn a trade, and you have at least half a brain, you should be able to increase your position. Again, carpentry, electricians, and plumbers are in desperate need, as those people that have those jobs are right now getting into retirement mode. I talked about Gold Medal Service and the work they did at my house. They have HVAC technicians, electricians, plumbers. I'm missing one. Don't remember who. Another trade. There were four trades altogether. Oh, electricians. And all of the guys that came to my house yesterday were probably under the age of 35, which is great because they have a great career ahead of them. But it also speaks well that the trade in that particular business is doing well. A lot of times when you call a plumber, they're all in their 50s, 60s, 70s. So it's nice to see that some young blood is getting into those trades, as it was evidenced by Gold Medal yesterday. So, again, there are opportunities out there for people. You don't have to be stuck in a minimum wage job. And I hate it when people think they have to be. With a little effort, with a little extra work on your part going to school, you can improve your position. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to promote your business on LinkedIn. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Oh, I could listen to that song all day. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me for another edition of Taking Care of Business and another day of Hunterdon Chamber Radio coming up on 8 years. This October, we're going to be celebrating 8 years on the air here at Taking Care of Business. I saw a stat the other day that the radio station in its infancy and everything else, we're coming up on 10 years. But most of the programming started right around 8 years ago, and all brought to you by volunteers, which is great. We have some paid programming in some of our syndicated programs, like the one that will follow this show. But overall, you're getting expert advice from people that are in town or, you know, in Tory's case, in Clinton. And we've had a wide variety of shows over the year. This is a resource that you should definitely be taking advantage of in a couple of ways. If you have expertise you want to share with people, then by all means, call the chamber at 908-782-7115 and ask how you can get on the air and have one of your own programs, or ask how you can be interviewed by one of the hosts or advertise on the station as well. A lot of people have seen great results in advertising on local radio, particularly here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So hopefully you can take advantage of any of that. Last week I had a story on social media, what type platforms you should use and when you should post. I had an infographic that we showed on what were the best times to post on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and on Instagram. And I said at the time that you should not use LinkedIn to promote your business. And I'm not saying I was wrong, but I'm not saying I was 100% right either. So there is a way that you can promote your business on LinkedIn. But when I talked to the folks at LinkedIn, what they told me was they don't want you throwing up a graphic saying, you know, like, let's use Macy's as an example. It's a one-day sale. That's what they don't want in their news feed. But certainly there's ways to promote your business on LinkedIn. You can show a particular product. You don't have to mention that it's on sale at 20% off or anything like that. They don't want that. It's still designed to be a networking tool for business people. But there are ways to promote your business on LinkedIn. And social media offers many platforms for reaching customers. Using Facebook isn't the same as Instagram, so it's important to consider how you use each platform. LinkedIn can be a great marketing tool to reach other professionals and businesses. If you're considering promoting your business on LinkedIn, here are a couple of tips to engage your connections. First, you want to build your own profile. Now, before you can promote your business, you need connections. To get those connections, you need a LinkedIn profile. So fill out your profile as completely as you can. Talking to the folks at LinkedIn, this is the area where people miss the boat. On average, most people will only fill in their LinkedIn profile up to about 30% complete. They put their, a lot of them don't even put a profile picture, but they really want that, and they want it to be professional, a headshot, if you will. They might put where they went to college if they went to college. They might put their current work experience, but they want you to list as much as possible. So list three or four of your past positions. List any boards you sit on. List any schools you went to. Organizations that you belong to. Fill that profile up. I have tried, and I've worked with LinkedIn. My profile comes up as 95% complete. And I've worked with somebody at LinkedIn and said, what am I missing? Where's the other 5%? And we haven't figured that out yet. But he said, don't worry about it. You're way above the average of 30%. So build your profile and make it as complete as you can. You want people to find you and think, this is someone I can see myself working with professionally. Your brand and profile link to each other. So you want to impress potential connections with your skills and achievements, but at the same time, you don't want to appear superficial. After you've created your personal profile, then you can create your business page. Now, company pages are free for everyone. There's no reason not to have a business profile on LinkedIn. Prospective employees and customers will use your page to learn more about the company and who works there. Complete the profile as much as possible and then link it in with other Link it with other employees. So if you have, let's say we create a Crown Trophy of Flemington page, Susan could add that to her page. Jen could add that to her page. People would see the 38 employees that have worked at Crown Trophy over the years and get a sense. And maybe depending on the different levels of connections, first, second, or third, they'd say, well, if it's good enough for Susan, it's good enough for me. This is a place I'd want to work at. Or if Susan works there, I know I can trust the owner. So, again, you want to make sure that your business page links all of your employees to that page. Then you have to define your goals. Now, whether you use Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, you need to know why you're using the platform and what you want to accomplish from it. Now, if you want to reach out to potential employees, your LinkedIn platform may be quite different than if you're raising brand awareness. So gear the content you offer on LinkedIn to market your product and service toward a specific audience. Again, we're not selling on LinkedIn, but we are showing them what we do. It's okay to steer people towards your website. If you write a white paper or a blog, it's good to steer them there. They can tie back in either to your website or to a another page you use, a WordPress page, for instance. But you want to make sure that you're keeping it business specific. Don't show pictures of your cat. Don't show, you know, anything personal on that page. You want to keep that for the other platforms. You also want to consider your SEO to make sure that your company page is more searchable. Now, if you use keywords in your company profile information, it'll make it easy for people to find you when they search. So consider how a person would find you on Google, and if you're unsure of what words to use, use links to your website to build your search ranking. When creating your company page, use the same types of elements that you would use for Google search to help the search bots find you. Before you spend a ton of money on the, quote, Google experts that are going to help you get to the top, try it yourself. Figure out what your business is, what industry are you in, what product are you in. So, for instance, for Crown Trophy, obviously the first one would be trophies. Awards, recognition, personalization, engraving. There's five right off the bat that, you know, I didn't have to think about very hard. And there's a number of other words that I could fill in. The more, the better. Because the more, instead of going for the small part of the funnel, you want to make it as big as possible. How can people find you? Because you never know what keyword they're going to type in that you want coming back to you. So make sure you get your SEO smart on both your website and also in your LinkedIn profile. So keywords are going to be very helpful. Then you have to go get followers for your company page. So to promote your business, you need people to follow your company page. Start with asking other employees to follow your company page. Ask them to reach out to their connections to grow your following. A good idea to go ahead and post that on Facebook, Instagram, and elsewhere. Go as wide as you possibly can. Have a display in your office. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and all the other social media platforms that you're on. But you want to get as many followers as you can to that company page. And then publish content on your company page. LinkedIn content is different than other social media platforms. Members of LinkedIn are investing time in their career when they're on the platform. So direct marketing isn't a good sell. Your audience wants to perform better at their jobs, be more efficient, or find ways to save money and time. So meet your customers on their level instead of just promoting your product and service. Don't forget to share content that will benefit your connections. Many years ago, Instagram contributors would be somebody like Sir Richard Branson, Mark Cuban, Bill Gates. Now, you can write articles that will be seen by millions and post them on your page. Again, using the hashtags that are particular to that article, you can now publish articles. I've probably published 12 or 15 in the last year. And I get a lot of feedback from people I've never met, don't know who they are, but they've read the article and liked what the content was. So that's another way to build your brand on LinkedIn. You also want to sponsor well-received content. Now, if you do publish content that gets a lot of engagement from your followers, consider sponsoring it to reach a wider audience. Sponsored content can help you attract followers and reach the right customers, and you can also test variations of the same message and get an analysis on which ads receive a higher return. And most importantly, regardless of your social media platform, use analytics. Business marketing isn't simply about publishing ads and hoping for the best. With data analytics, you can hone your message to get better results. Monitor your campaign to see how well it performs. Understand if you're getting an ROI by tracking conversion rates. These are all important things you need to know. And it's a great way for you to find out what's working. So make sure you're always using your analytics, whether it's Google Analytics, Constant Contact, looking at the dashboard to see how many people are opening your newsletters, how many people are clicking on the different links that you insert in there. Make sure you follow those numbers and find out what's working. I did a post last week about the Star Thrower Gala, and I included a link to the Star Thrower group. And I told people in the post, it read something like, look, you got nothing else to do on Thursday night, join us at the gala. Last Thursday, 45 people were signed up to go to this gala, and it's the first ever. I put that post out on Friday. We're now up to over 125, and one gentleman, after reading my post, wrote a check, walked it down the street, and gave him a check for $1,000 from his company. He can't go to the gala, but he did reference my posting and said, I saw Jim's post, and I just want to help out. Here's $1,000. That's the kind of stuff that using that analytics and that feedback, plus emails I get from customers about the newsletters, it's great to know what works and what doesn't. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, we have an in-studio guest in Tori Valspirit. We're going to talk about her and her upcoming show coming here to Huntington Chamber Radio in September. And if time permits, we'll also talk about some ways to ensure excellent customer service for your small business. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You you lucky dog you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot. I'm the host of Taking Care of Business every Thursday at this time and the owner of Crown Trophy in Flemington. And joining me in the studio right now is Tori Valspirit. She is from Clinton, New Jersey. She is going to be hosting a program starting September 5th on wellness. She's a hypnotherapist. So welcome to the program, Tori. Appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. And I don't want you to be nervous. I know there's a lot of buttons and bells and whistles, but it's pretty easy. You'll do fine here. So let's talk about your program. What's the title of the program, if you've come up with that yet?
The title of the program is A Pure Component, and it's a wellness show. So we're going to have different guests and subjects on wellness.
Excellent. And when we talk about wellness, what are we talking about? Because, you know, if I go to my doctor, he's going to say lose 30 pounds. That's wellness. So what is your definition of wellness, and how does it pertain to your show?
Anything that keeps your life in a positive flow of being. So it's not necessarily lose 30 pounds. If you're happy with your weight and you feel good, you should be whatever weight you want to be. I think everyone has to be a different weight, and there's no true formula. So it's not about weight, but it's about mind power. It's about meditation. It's about, you know, knowing yourself well and those types of subjects.
Okay, so September 5th, you're going to be on Thursdays. What time?
Yes, Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Okay, very good. So you'll be in just a little bit ahead of me before the library show, so we're filling out the morning, and that's a good thing. How does hypnotherapy tie into wellness?
Hypnotherapy is, a lot of people ask questions and they don't really know what it is. So there's hypnosis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hypnosis is, it could be a lot of fun. There's a lot of stage show hypnosis.
Right.
And I've seen some shows. I just saw one recently at a carnival, and it was excellent. But that's not what I do. I do clinical hypnotherapy. And clinical hypnotherapy is different because it really is just trying to help that person to create the life that they want. I also do medical support, so pain relief, and that kind of thing. So it really depends on the person. The difference between hypnotherapy, the way that I was taught and with my certification, is that it is based on the person, so it's collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
So most people who do hypnosis, let's say you want to stop smoking, there's a script, they read the script, and it's the same one for everyone. When you come to me, what's different is that it's collaborative. I actually do a sort of like an interview. I try to find out what your wording is, because we're working with the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want it to work. So we tailor it to that specific client. So if you're saying I want more motivation, so I just got a nice review about someone who wanted motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And I really worked with him as far as it goes, as far as, what exactly he wants to create and what he's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is, pretty much it's customized per person. So it's called integral hypnotherapy.
Okay. And now how you touched on a couple different things there, and I want to make sure that people understand, to expand on what you just said, how hypnotherapy helps. You mentioned quitting smoking. You mentioned motivation. And you mentioned pain. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because for the last 18 years, I was in chronic pain. Got to the physical therapy, surgeries, injections, everything that you could imagine. They made me do in New York, in Philadelphia, everywhere. Finally settled on what the doctor said would be the only help, and that was putting in a spinal cord stimulator, and it's worked. So I'm very happy. We put that in December of last year, and it's worked. But how would hypnotherapy help someone in chronic pain?
Well, it's like you've heard of the placebo effect,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So you take a section of people. Let's say five people will actually be on a specific drug, and then five people will have a placebo. It's probably a sugar pill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really what happens is they always find that the people on the placebo heal just as well.
Right.
But they really just took a sugar pill, so might as well have just gone home and take a scoop of sugar and,
right.
That's that, right? But what happens is our minds really control our bodies. And, you know, just like, you know, when you're, whatever you're doing, like your digestive system, for example, you're not controlling that. There's not something in your body that's moving around to do that. Your mind actually controls it. It comes from your nervous system, and it controls it, and you digest your food. Well, it's the same thing with illness or pain. So what we do is we program in a positive thought on that pain, and we associate it with something that is associated through your own experience, so it works for you. And then basically, it usually will take 3 to 10 sessions. It depends on the person, and it depends on the ailment. And we also work with medical. So I would actually have a referral from a medical physician, you know, not just, you know, oh, you just come to me and then I just do this. So we collaborate. It's what we would call an adjunct to medical.
Okay, very good. What other areas do you work in or specialize in that people that tune in on September 5th are going to have an interest in listening to?
Oh, yeah. One of the things that I love to do, and I specialize in, so I'm also a certified art teacher in New Jersey. So I've worked with children and sports performance or any type of performance. You know, it could be public speaking. You know, that's the fun stuff because people are coming to you for something, you know, that they want to achieve that's happy. So we do work with sports performance. Also, people who can't sleep. It's amazing how, you know, with hypnosis, usually 3 sessions, and they're like, wow, you know, I don't have to take a pill anymore.
There you go. Very good. So is it, and I'm sure the answer is probably yes, but and I'm probably just asking it wrong. Is hypnotherapy for everybody? Is it something that, you know, not that everybody has an ailment per se, but is it something that you can achieve success with everybody? Or is there ever a client that you just can't get through because either they're putting up the defense and so your message isn't getting through, or, you know, that it's just not working. They're not committed.
Well, with integral hypnotherapy, it's about a 93% success rate. So the success is high. Most people who don't find success, they're the ones who are putting up the barriers. With hypnotherapy or even hypnosis, whatever you want to call it, the truth is, if you put up a barrier, it won't work, but it could work for 100% of the people. So when you think about, you know, stage hypnosis, people associate, you know, like movies and, you know, Hollywood, and they're afraid to lose control. But the truth is,
they don't want to walk around like a duck on stage.
Right, exactly. And so the truth is, when you have hypnosis done, and if it's done the correct way, you're in complete control.
Very good. Definitely interesting. Definitely a program that I'll be listening to. What can I know that you mentioned you have some guests coming out. So what can people expect from the program?
So they can expect to, you know, basically learn about anything wellness. So I'm going to have different types of guests, you know, some published authors that I guess if you think about going into a bookstore and walking down the self-help aisle. So those would be the types of guests that I would have.
Excellent. So that'll be something to look forward to. You know, and it's, I think it's a fascinating topic and field, because it's not one that, and I think you nailed it when you said, you know, this is not the guy on stage who's, you know, trying to predict, you know, what card you're holding or something like that, or making you walk around like a duck. This is to help. And now, is this a show, you know, we have the capability, is this the show where you're going to take phone calls, call-ins, or just rely on the in-studio guests?
I probably will take calls as well. I'll have guests. Sometimes I'll be alone, and if it's a topic that, you know, that takes an hour that people would be interested in. So it's going to vary.
Good. Now it's time for the self-promotion portion of our program. So let's talk about your practice. And I know you're in Clinton, but give everybody the name of the business or the practice and where they can find you, website, phone number, all that.
Thank you. So it's Inner Truth Hypnotherapy and Meditation Center. and I'm on Route 22 in Lebanon, New Jersey. And the phone number is 908-617-1545. And basically, I do hypnotherapy sessions there, and we also have drum circles, meditation courses, and some meet and greets where we can just talk about, you know, how to live positively. And I'm now incorporating self-hypnosis classes because we can also do that on ourselves if we learn how to.
I'd be afraid I'd never come out.
deep meditation courses are really what they are, and testing courses for, you know, high school kids who want to really do well on their tests for college. Mm-hmm. So we'll have plenty of things that people are interested in. And if you go on the website, you can go on innertruthhypnotherapy.com and find out more.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you for stopping in today. I know you were watching me, you know, push all the buttons and everything. And like I said, the first couple of shows may be a little rough, but eventually you get it. It's not that big a deal. And you're always welcome back if you ever want to do this again. We're speaking with Tony Valspirit, who is a hypnotherapist from Clinton, New Jersey. She's going to have a program starting on September 5th at 10 a.m., and I encourage you all to tune in then and listen to that show. Who knows? Could help. In Major League Baseball, in sports, the Yankees, Twins, and Astros lead their division in the American League, while the Braves, Cubs, and Dodgers lead their division in the National League. In NASCAR news, Justin Haley won last week's rain-delayed, then rain-shortened Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona International Speedway. It was the first Monster Energy Series win for Haley. This week, the teams head to Kentucky for the Quaker State 400 this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. That race can be seen on NBC Sports Network. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the program with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. For more information about me and my businesses, visit www.jimgano.com. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Later today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order in an attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 U.S. Census. At her weekly press conference, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacting to the news.
He'll try all kinds of things, but he has to get around that injunction. In the meantime, we're printing the forms.
The House Judiciary Committee is voting on whether to issue subpoenas for dozens of individuals connected to President Trump as part of the panel's escalating probe into the details of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the panel should just move on.
Here we go again on another round, an episode of premature subpoena authorizations brought to you by the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. This is again another trek down an empty road. In the world of congressional oversight, today's markup makes absolutely no sense.
Among those the Dems want to subpoena is White House advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
A tropical storm over the northern Gulf of Mexico is expected to reach hurricane strength and likely produce life-threatening flooding and a damaging storm surge with landfall between central Louisiana and the upper Texas coast early on Saturday. This New Orleans resident says he doesn't know if the city can handle another big storm.
Trepidation, it makes you scared. Fearful for your life, and like I said, you feel for the city. I've been here my whole life, other than when I left and went to the military. So, you know, I love this place, but same time, something, you have to leave.
The Senate Armed Services Committee questions President Trump's nominee to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Committee ranking member and Democratic Senator from Rhode Island, Jack Reed, tells Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley that Congress is concerned about President Trump's constant staff shakeups.
Steady leadership at the highest echelons of our military is a necessity now more than ever, but I'm concerned that the constant turnover of senior civilian leadership within the department